Oh, there you go. God bless you guys. Today is June 17th. Wow, half of the year is over. And thank you for coming on. It's my Zoom fellowships every Wednesday. So I'm going to start us with prayer. I actually just got out of the shower, so my hair is wet. Father God, thank you for the Zoom. Thank you, Father, that we can have sessions such as these and making Zoom available for us. I thank you for, I just lift you, Glenna, with her move from Texas to Oregon. It's finally happened. Guide her steps and her driving to come back here in Oregon. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. It is just an awesome day outside. Beautiful, sunshiny weather. Can't get any better than this. And thank you, God, for a great Zoom ahead, and that we are here to build each other up, to encourage and inspire. So thank you for these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So anyway, you were saying, Jim, you want to get started with what God's been doing in your life lately? I haven't seen you for 2-3 weeks. Of course, I've been traveling. I think I'm West Coast time now. Took a while. I've been napping like Lawrence. Lawrence, I can't even imagine because he's all the way out in the UK. But all is well. So, yeah. You want to take it away, Jim? Want to hear from you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of flatlined, I guess, for lack of better terms. I was thinking about this earlier. I'll share it from this standpoint. Yeah, so I'm a prayer intercessor, and this all starts back about 2000 or so. Actually, a little bit before that, with I started praying over the Hillary fiasco or hidden email server and where are the emails, what's going on with all that skullduggery, and thinking about it a little bit, I knew that something was highly jacked up. I had no idea how jacked up it was. Our world has been taken over by satanic puppet string master people. Some of them are, I believe, are demon-possessed, and some are just useful idiots in the process. Because Scripture tells us there's a certain amount of people that love darkness better than they don't want to have anything to do with righteousness. So, long story short here, I am a freedom patriot, and that covers worldwide. I just was looking at a podcaster that I've been following for years now, and he brought in a new medical guy, and I haven't listened to the whole spiel, but I've got enough out of it to understand just the incredible giftings God has given to the body of Christ to be in this day and age, to be truthers and to retool and take back the pharmaceutical cabalish garbage that's been done on us. God has created the human body with unique mechanisms inside, processes inside of us to heal our bodies, to give us longevity, give us vitality. But we've been propagated by evil because the Rockefeller type people on the far left hand side of this picture are evil people. They're after money, they're after control, they're after all kinds of things, and it just gets deeper and deeper, and I'm just enthrilled to be on the front line, so to speak, and be a prayer intercessor. I have prayed, I don't know how many times, since 2000, for the gifting of the body of Christ to come alive and to help with getting humanity reestablished in health protocols and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, So that's kind of my spiel right this moment. I guess maybe I'm a little bit shell shocked. I just met with a patriot friend and a little while ago, and we talked a little bit, and then I got home here, and I had to plug into this, and all that kind of thing. Anyhow, that's my kind of my faith walk, my faith leaning, my passion, and I guess I would add a little bit of a spiel too for Christ came and the first time around to crush Satan's head, and I believe he's using the body of Christ now to expose and to take down Satan again, so to speak, and all the bad actors. Anyhow, that's kind of my spiel on the faith, prayer, intercessory mode at this point in time. I think that about covers. I'm not bad at big words or a lot of. Well, maybe I'm a little bit of big words, but I'm not a large talker. I can say things in a few words and try to get the message across. Anyhow, I see that I got some love comments going here, so I must have hit a button with somebody. Even though it's... Britain is in dire straits, and it's good to see the British people waking up and recognizing they're about ready to lose their freedoms and get involved in the fray, so to speak. So thank you, Lawrence. I'm glad you're on, and I hope you're a great encouragement to the body of Christ. I like using the body of Christ to see them bolstered up and encouraged. And there's all kinds of things going on over there in Scotland, Ireland, and the Isles, the British Isles. A lot of people are waking up, and we're in some very interesting times. You know, I look on one side, I go, well, it's evil, wicked. I believe in the pre-trib, we're going to be raptured out of here, because there's no condemnation for us in Christ. I'm in Christ. Christ has put me under his ownership. So I totally believe the Pauline message that the church is going to be raptured. So, and on the other hand, we have all this incredible freedom coming. So I'm kind of in the role of understanding that God is doing a unique work, taking back and squashing the cabal and exposure of the cabal, because they're very, very incredibly wicked, wicked people. Or maybe not all of our people. Some of them, I believe, are demonic possessed. Anyhow, but I think I'm done.
That's great. Jim, for sharing. Yeah, we're in evil times, you know. I mean, just look around us. Nothing is ever good to be seen. But the good news is we have Christ in us. We are the ones who represent, you know, what God is all about. We shine that light in this dark world. There's so many, I would say, there's so many people that are hurting that needs God's deliverance. And that's very encouraging what you just said. You know, even though in these times we are in bad times in this world, we live in this world, but we're not off it, right? So we continue to look to God for everything. And that's where our minds stay peaceful, our hearts stay peaceful as we do that. Because this world has nothing good to offer, but God does. I mean, even in the midst of the challenges, we can, like you just said, Jim, we always look to God, and that's how we get our peace. He says in his word, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. He is a God that we can look to. With him, there's always positive, even though we get into, you know, say, depression or whatever it is in this world that it offers. You know, God is our strength, our sufficiency, our providence, and we can always look to him for victory and thrive. We do already have that. And I think last couple of fellowships in UK, Zoom fellowship, I talked about, you know, how the Indian and Nepalese believers, as they pray, they're only verbalizing it now. But in their hearts of hearts and in their minds, that their prayers are already answered. Answered because they go to the Most High God, who has the powerful power and authority. We don't have to be fearful in this world. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a soundness of mind. And that's one thing. I mean, even though in the midst of the chaos in this world, we still have peace, we're fierce because we go to God. We don't allow the madness of this world ruin our minds and our hearts. But the thing is, we get our hearts and our minds gets locked into God and stay there no matter what, no matter what goes on around you. Like Paul says in the Bible, that whether I'm abase or abound, I continue. And one thing about Paul, speaking of him, he's the guy that, man, talking about speaking in tongues. He is a speaking in tongues warrior. And I encourage you, Jim, also to speak in tongues every day. I know that one time I got real excited. You called me because you said that you started speaking in tongues. And that's the perfect prayer. We can never go wrong with that prayer. Things that when people call me and ask, oh, pray for this, pray for that. I don't know all the details. But God does, and how the prayer works or gets interceded is through speaking in tongues, because it's the perfect prayer. Whatever things that you didn't pray for, left out, that you didn't know about, God is there to intercede through speaking in tongues. So it's highly recommended. We speak in tongues much. I mean, that's been my life now. I have been speaking in tongues before, but in these days, I speak in tongues every day. Ask Lawrence, I put the timer, whether it's from 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, or 2 hours. You just keep going. You just keep going. And it's a beautiful thing. Like I said, it's perfect. Can't get any better than that. So my encouragement, I started like a little this prayer list, blessing list. So I've been jotting down the times that God has blessed me with. The biggest thing right now is, I know, guys, to me, with women, it's important to have your washing machine. Honestly, I come home from Myrtle Beach. I did a few loads. The next day, all of a sudden, oh my God, it's not working. What is this? It's off. So I tried the dryer. It works. So I call Samsung, the company that makes this washing machine. Okay, they said, let's do some troubleshooting. So they go, oh, by the way, check the circuit box. It may just be a circuit break or whatever. So I go outside. Well, lo and behold, it's locked. How the heck am I going to get into this circuit box? So I said, well, I can't get into it. Can you just check the switches, pull out the washing machine? Really? It weighs a ton. I mean, what doesn't make sense to me is the dryer is working and they're side by side and the washer isn't. So then, okay, I try to make an appointment with the technician to come out. And just for them showing up is $120. Okay, God, there's got to be a better way than this. $120 is a highway robbery. So the next day, I noticed that something's leaking on the kitchen. By the kitchen, it's the freezer, the side that switch, the side of the switches where the freezer is, it's leaking. Well, lo and behold, all the frozen foods, it got thawed out. So it's off too by itself. So then, okay, God, I prayed about it. So I slept the next morning. God gave me this revelation, which is really good. He goes, check your circuit box. But I said, God, I can't get into it. It's locked. Well, I called Sub, which is the utility company. And they said, well, the one portion of the circuit box, it says Sub on there, so it's locked. But they said, we're going to send a sub technician. You know how long that will take, ma'am? Well, in 30 minutes, the guy came. You know what? The real circuit box is just screwed in. And I thought, so he unscrewed it and opened it. Lo and behold, guess what? It's the circuit switch. The part where it says washer in there, it's slightly moved. So that's why it's off. And so the freezer switch there is all connected. So he did his little ding, 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 kind of turned off and then turned it back on. Guess what? Oh my God, all the switches came on. And it saved me $120, man. My washer is working again. I'm so blessed. To me, that is just so important. And I don't want to have to go to laundromat and pay washing, you know. But man, that was really a miracle for me. And God showed me that. So I was really blessed. See, when you walk with the Holy Spirit, he's so personal. You know, things like this happen. I don't know. I'm not a guy that I can just move the washer. The freaking thing weighs a ton. So I said the night before, I prayed to God. I said, "There's got to be a better way, Father." He goes, "So call the utility company the next day." And sure enough, oh my God, that was really answered to prayer. And so I look back, you know, I have a list of things that God has blessed me with. Like I was telling Lawrence last week when we had one-on-one, I didn't know I was overdue for my registration for my car. Well, I knew, but I just like let go of the notice. I was due since February. So I go to the DMV. Well, thank God they didn't have to charge me for late charges, you know. So I was able to pay, it was 136. And one of the perks here in Oregon, when you register your car, it's good for 2 years. That one I was so happy because in California it's only a year that it's good for. So registration is quite pretty good here in Oregon. So, you know, all said and done, and so that list really encourages me to that look at what God is blessing me with. On this day, whatever was Tuesday at 10:02, you know, he told me, you know, check the circuit box so the washer will work. And sure enough. So, you know, things like that. And God is so good. We just have to stay focused, look to him all the time. There's nothing too big for God to handle. It's only you. It starts with you. You just begin your faith and your confession. I believe you, God, to work this thing out. Okay? And yeah, so Jim, I mean, we had a very good time in Myrtle Beach. I was able to see Lawrence and the rest of the other people. But Jim, most of them were from the East Coast. I'm the Lone Ranger from the West Coast. But you know what? I was telling Lawrence, all said and done, when I booked my flight, I said, that's commitment. I was the farthest one coming from this side of the United States. And Lawrence, because, you know, he flew internationally, I was able to go. And God provided for that. So I was really blessed, you know, because it's one of my desire is to travel. And back in 2024, when I made my desire be known to God, Father, my desire, as I know you desire for me, is to travel. And pretty soon I was finding myself from airport to airport. It's as simple as that. We just confess with our mouth to say, "Hey, Father, this is my desire. It's in alignment with you. I'm gonna go." Okay. And God works out the details because, I mean, thank goodness Patty, my friend from Portland, she came and watched mom while I was away. So that's available. And I'm thankful for that because I need the time off. I really do need the time off too. It's not that I don't like my mom. We need to be away from each other at times, right? So just keep it in your prayers because mom's dementia is progressing in a way that, you know, with her attitude sometimes she gets real combative. And that's kind of my challenge right now. She'll forget, but she'll bring it up again. This is, what kind of a illness is this where it comes back up, she forgets, but then when it comes again, it seems like it gets worse. But anyway, that's not my faith and my confession. So she gets like, she insists on something that she knows. Like she's looking for this jewelry when she left California, and she swears it's in my daughter's garage. So my daughter says, Mom, I don't have it. And she keeps insisting, no, have Crystal send it to me. What is she going to send? So things like that, that she brings up. But bless her heart, her long-term memory is okay. It's good. But the short-term, forget it. Okay? And so I pray to God that he continues to give me the strength to take care of her, man. She's 94. Okay? She's not getting any younger. And I am her sole caregiver. And so, I applied for, so I can get paid taking care of her. And so they just need fingerprints and all of that. So pray with me that will, that I can pass this thing with the disability services. Anyway, yeah, the list goes on. I'm listing down all the blessings. And you know what? I recommend that you guys, I encourage it, because like say, even for a week, by the end of the week, you know, you start Monday and time it and write down what God has blessed you with. You'll be surprised by the end of the week, you have a long list. Really, God is so good that, you know, he provides. He's the only one where things seem impossible. He makes it possible for us, you know. That's how good God is. That's how powerful. And we do have that power and the authority as the sons and daughters of God, you know, that we can exercise that power and authority. It's already said in the word. You know, you just begin. You begin to exercise it. Put it into practice. You know, we read the word and get encouraged. We have the knowledge. We have the understanding. But guess what? Until you put it into full practice, because to me, it just seems like, okay, they're just words. That's great. You know, it encourages somehow. But when you practice it and put it into practical applications, man, the word of God just stands out. So I encourage you, you know, keep practicing it. Because the more you do it, practice makes perfect. And there's no other way but God. And I'm thankful I have my Zoom fellowships like this. I've been praying, like, you know, I get laborers just like Jim, who is very diligent in coming on. Jim, that's great. Hope I know you're being blessed by it, and so am I. And thank you too, Laura. I know this is his gym day, but we have a gym in Zoom. That's Jim right there. Yeah. Although we don't have a spa. Like when you go to the gym. But anyway, it's all good. God is good. We continue to look to him for everything. I see, Jim, that you have your hand raised. Did you have a question? Okay. What else?
Yeah, I was just going to comment. You know, you got yourself in the electrical box thing, a little snafu with. I was trying to put a leg up there, but it Zoom is so jinky, I could get the leg up there. Is that a leg? I was going to say. There, Ethel, you got your blonde on too much. You could have called somebody here locally.
I was thinking of you, Jim, but then, I don't know, I went to God first. Maybe God would have told me the second in line would be Jim, you know. But all said and done, I mean, what if you're not in town?
So one of my gifts is helps, you know, so.
Oh, great. Now I know. See, another blessing. I'll write it on my list because, hey, I'm a single woman. I take care of mom. What do I know about things, mechanical things at home? But, you know, again, God showed me, and that's called also wisdom on my part to consult with God first, right? But you probably would have been second in line. God would have said, call Jim, call Jim. And you're just in Eugene, you're only minutes away. But at least now I know how to open the circuit box. It's just screwed on and you unscrew it and it opens. That doesn't have a lock. So then I know, and then I saw all the switches from the kitchen to living room, bedroom, blah, blah, blah. Now I know. If something just sort of turns off, well, that makes sense to maybe the circuit went over or something. I don't know. Overloaded. So anyway, yeah. Well, thank you. Now I know, Jim. What else do you do? Do you cook?
Well, I jokingly say I come domestic training, but
see, well, you live alone. And you've got to know how to cook good food.
Well, yeah, pretty much, yes.
Is that why you got that tall? You're over 6 foot.
Yeah, when I was 14, I was about this height.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow. It's genetics. Do you have brothers and sisters that are tall, or your parents?
Yeah, my dad was 6'1", I think. My mom was 5'8" or so, 5'9", and
wow.
And I have a granddaughter that's 6'1". My son is 6'3". I have a both my grandsons are pretty tall. They're both 6'4"-ish area.
Oh my goodness, the family of 6-ish. Were you guys ever in the basketball teams?
No, I was total klutz at 14 of being this tall.
Well, you know, it's tall is good. I mean, that's a blessing.
Hey. Well, so is short too. But see, I got scars on my head.
Oh, but I have more hair than you. So anyway, you know, I was just thinking, most of Asians are short. Like my brothers were under 5'6". And I saw on Instagram, you know, social media, there's two Filipino descent who made it to the NBA. And they're about 25-30% Filipinos. And that's, they're so proud. The Philippines so proud because number one, they're over 6 feet and they have basketball skills. So anyway, it's all good, right? Yeah, but yeah. I'll keep you in mind, though, if my dryer ever goes, but it should not. First, I really consult with God. I'll check the circuit box if he tells me to do so. And then, you know, he'll say, well, then check with Jim. He may know everything.
Well, see, the dryer uses different power. So that's why it didn't make any sense to you with the dryer was working, but the washer wasn't.
Yeah, and they're side by side.
Well, they use different power. One's 220 and the other one's 110.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I got you. See? A little tutorial.
Yes.
But it's huge. And then, you know, I lost all that food from that big freezer. I threw it all out. And then I was able to clean out that freezer. But then there's electric there now on that side. The switches all are working because they were not. So I was cooking on the other side of the kitchen. But anyway, all said and done, it worked out. And I'm glad we have a God who's also just as smart to tell me what to do. So anyway, I could go on and on because those are my highlights for this week. What happened to me, you know, with all the blessings. And all I did was ask God. It's as simple as opening your mouth and you just begin. He tells you what to do. And I ask him for wisdom. God, don't make me be stupid in any situation because you are a smart God, so you want your kids to be smart as well. So it's simple. But anyway, Thank you for sharing there, Jim. That's great. We continue to pray for our country.
What's
all